Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Okay, this really explains a lot to me about why people get in trouble and the dumb stuff that they do. I almost said something else.
Oh, that bad, swear. Huh?
Well, when you think about the least shareable thing, you know, we're talking about handshakes and we're talking hugs and masks. Obviously, you don't want to share that,
no,
right?
Nope.
It's dangerous. But what is the least shareable thing you can think of? People. What do you think it is? What's something you would never, ever want to share?
My underpants.
That's number one.
Oh, shut up.
Why? Why of all things? Who cares? It's underwear. Your husband wears yours all the time.
Oh, geez.
That is true.
You know, I used to get in trouble from my sister because I'd run out of my good underwear. And we were teenagers and I'd go in and get her cute ones and I'd wear them. And she's like, Mom, she's so gross. She's wearing my underwear. And I'm like, well, perfect. That means they're mine now.
Okay, so yeah, underwear. That's the number one thing we're like, oh no. Not sharing the underwear. But if you go down and down and down, you'll find bank account information is the eighth thing that people are like, yeah, you probably shouldn't do that. Don't share your banking information. But do you know what's above that? Your social media passwords.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
What I would rather share my underwear and my social media passwords than my bank information.
How about the bathroom when someone's in it?
Gross. Nope. Absolutely gross.
Nope. That's number five.
I mean, I can pee with somebody in there.
Your phone password, right? The code to get into your phone. I mean, it's just your life and your, you know, payment information, access to all of your important apps. It's all in there. But, you know, for God's sakes, do not share your underwear.
Don't share your underwear. I mean, Taylor, this is a big thing for your husband to listen to.
God. Wow.
I mean, good.
Doesn't
Lord.
It make sense?
It does. The way the world is going right now, it makes perfect sense.
And then this story just really, really blew me away when I saw this. A guy on an airplane who's trying to reheat his pizza under the light. Did you see the photo?
No, I did not.
He's holding up a slice of pizza to the overhead light on an airplane.
Oh.
Right under the light, trying, hoping, praying that that light will magically heat up his pizza.
I'm embarrassed for him.
People had to point out, that's an LED light. It doesn't throw off heat. Yeah. So.
If you were thinking it was throwing off heat, then why are you sitting underneath it? I mean, that's the biggest question right there. Like, what a dummy. They have microwaves on the plane.
Yeah.
And what's wrong with cold pizza? Come on.
I know. So then Domino's had to release information about how to actually reheat your pizza without getting it soggy. And do you know the trick?
No.
You put a glass of water next to it in the microwave. The water helps the base of the pizza stay crispy but lets the cheese melt. So heat it up for 30 to 45 seconds and you'll have leftover pizza that isn't soggy. Don't use overhead lights on planes.
I want to know the people around him going, I mean, that's not as bad as the woman who had the underwear. Do you remember that?
Yes.
They had the underwear up by the fan.
I tried to forget that.
The thought of her butt crumbs blowing through the airplane.
The thought that she was going commando on that flight.
God.
And she's just holding the underwear going, is this bugging anybody?
People really are just disgusting.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good people out there, but, you know, the general public just... Ugh.
I saw a story that was titled the other day, we don't have to worry about COVID-19 so much as the fact that we're the virus on this planet. We really are the virus. This planet's like, please get off of me.
Yeah. A lot of dumb things happening out there. And we were talking about it earlier this morning, the fact that Carrie Underwood wanted to let the world know that there's a new filter on an app that maybe she has a ghost in her cabin. She's at her cabin, mm-hmm. and she's using a filter to determine if there's a ghost. And the world went, who cares?
Yeah.
She's like, really? I do.
Who cares? God, talk about your privileged life, your first world problems. Seriously, the world is burning to the ground and you're worried, is there a ghost in my cabin? Shut up.
Care.
Shut up.
You know, it's funny. I really like Carrie Underwood, but when we listen to that clip, she sounds so boring.
Yeah, listen.
Okay, we're looking for ghosts with this ripple effect at the cabins. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Who are you? What do you want? Super freaked out right now. It went away. Oh, no, still there.
Okay, all right, well, whatever. And I had said, you know, hey, right now on social media, if you're a celebrity, I wouldn't post a lot of stuff.
I would just do nothing.
Unless it's in support. Well, doing nothing is also not helpful either.
Well, I guess I meant of those type of things.
Yeah, if you're going to put something out there, it's probably in support of what's going on. Share information, share something, right? But boy, Lea Michele, what did she do? She got in trouble now?
Oh, Ryan, this is so terrible. You can support. You can support, but make sure you know how you act as a human being before you put your support out there. So she wrote, George Floyd did not deserve this. This was an isolated incident and it must end. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Then somebody who was on the set of Glee with Lea Michele, who is African-American, said, laughing my A off right now because you remember when my first television gig was made a living hell by you, because I'll never forget it. I believe you told everyone that if you had the opportunity, you would bleep in my wig, amongst other traumatic microaggressions that made me question a career in Hollywood.
What?
So now...
Oh, Leo, it's coming back to haunt you. Oh, you're going to be super sweet and supportive.
She definitely has that vibe of somebody who is difficult to work with. She just has that, like... There's something about her, and
she
now all these messages of people who have worked with her of all different colors are coming out going, yeah, she was a giant bee to me.
Whoa.
So she just tried to put one little sentence like, hey, yeah. Ooh, I am here for you, Black Lives Matter. And everybody she's worked with who's black is like, wait the hell a minute.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's heated out there. You've gotta be very careful what you say and what you do. You can easily offend people. So let's take a break for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And let's all focus on the ridiculousness that is Crisco's life.
Oh, I love this topic.
Because that is something we can all look at and laugh at.
Wait, oh, laugh at?
Dear God.
Laugh at.
Oh,
and with.
It is such a dumpster fire in Roseville.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, it is just one bad decision after the next.
That's true. Now you sound like my therapist.
Oh. What is it this time?
Yeah, what's going on now?
Well, so you guys know my mom does not have working air conditioning, and we're only going into, what, a 92-degree day today?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I can't
90
even
degrees
imagine.
Yesterday. There was a point where I talked to her yesterday, and I'm pretty sure she was speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
She was like, yes, blah, 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 blah. I was like, wait, Mom, what the hell? She was not having it. So she goes, I'm sorry. I just get a little heated in here.
But she likes it hot in her house.
She does like it hot in her house. I told her to put in the window air conditioner like 2 weeks ago when it wasn't going to be 90. So you didn't have to worry about putting the air conditioning. Whatever. So fast forward. Roman, my nephew, absolutely hates being hot. He hates it with a passion like I do. Well, it's hot. I mean, I think they said it was 80 something in their house yesterday. Could you imagine 80-something degrees in the house and it's trapped in there constantly?
That's what my apartment is when I get home every day.
So ridiculous.
Yeah,
no,
it's not a problem. It's fine.
Oh, you're just
it cools off in no time. It's fine, you babies.
Okay, well, imagine it not being able to cool off and it just staying in the 80s, probably 85, 86. Ooh. So we have decided, we have made the decision.
Oh, jeez.
That Roman is going to come stay with us.
Oh my God.
I knew he was, it was a matter of time.
It was a matter of time. We knew it was going to happen. He has asked for it for multiple months now at this point, because you know, the whole bickering between my mom and my sister, blah, blah, blah. You know, you got two, I was going to say alpha females, but.
So have you come up with a compensation package? Because he's going to eat you out of house and home.
Oh,
he's going to be taking long showers.
Ew.
He's going to be eating everything in sight. He's going to be destroying stuff.
I figured out a plan.
Okay, what is it?
And that is to lock my cupboards.
Okay.
And that is going to be how I... No, I'm kidding. How funny would that be, though? Just put a big old bolt on there.
I was like, poor kid.
Oh, I'm sorry. You needed something? Let me go ahead and get the key here.
Like,
hold on,
seriously, what are you going to do?
She's going to give me money for him. I mean, it's not
she
like...
She is?
She's
Did
not
she
gonna,
say that?
She'll give me money for him.
Did she say that?
She didn't say that.
She's not going to give you money for him.
She's not giving you any money.
Nope.
She's going to give me money. Here's the thing.
No, she's
he
not.
He is going to work... He is going to work like Ryan did
What's
for
the first
his teen
thing?
Years. What's the first thing he's going to do?
Yep.
He's going to scrub that bathroom.
Oh,
that is a job.
Don't make him do that.
Oh, that is just inhuman. I will turn you in.
Oh,
I will turn you into
abuse.
The authorities. That
Super
bathroom is so freaking nasty.
Okay,
oh, my God.
I gotta go.
Oh, that was the problem. I had to go.
Ugh.
So I'll have him vacuum first and then scrub the bathroom.
Oh. God.
Well, it's a vacuum.
I have a puke going into your bathroom.
Oh. No, you
without
didn't.
The door?
Oh, well, without the door, geez. And then what was on the bottom of the seat.
That was the old Crowley splashback.
I had to just, like, hover over the bowl.
Okay.
I was scared.
So bad.
Sorry, I don't have 13 cleaners, Des. Jeez.
Then well, I took a peek in the shower at just Pube City, USA. Oh, God.
Well, at least you guys don't judge, right? That's nice.
Pube, I never looked.
Oh, God. Don't ever pull back the curtain.
Those little curly cues.
Oh,
well, just so you know.
There's... On the wall of the shower.
And... I'll say this to gross you out a little bit more. Okay. Not for me.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh, God.
I can gross you out a couple different ways.
Okay, moving on.
Don't you dare make him clean it.
She's not going to pay you. You do get that, right?
Well, that's why I'm going to have to make him clean the bathroom until she does. He can't come out of there until you pay me money.
Just let him mow the lawn like a normal kid.
And you know, the thing about your family is they wreck the ceramic.
Well, I
better
do that
than
all
anybody
on my own.
Else.
I do that on my own. I actually went and
but
picked
like,
out
don't they all drive over there to destroy your bathroom?
They typically will come over and they're like, oh, we just wanted to come in and see how everything's going. I'll just be right back. I'm going to run to the bathroom quick.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, wait a second.
Is it because you had that industrial fan put in?
Yes. Oh, I mean, that thing is like, it's got a pull cord to it.
Sounds That's like nice. A chopper taking off.
Oh, man.
You know what? This is exactly what I needed to not eat too much lunch today.
Yeah. Well, speaking of a poop knife, I have a poop samurai blade. I have to just dice that thing up.
Oh, my God.
Help me.
Oh, Des.
I look like a Benihana chef in there.
Okay. All right. Well.
I have to look at his face while he's saying these things.
I know.
I'm clearly kidding. It's a smaller knife.
Yeah.
Like a now, little steak knife?
He's not joking. There was an actual family that shared a story about how he was stunned and surprised that other families don't have a poop knife at their house.
Yeah.
And so he asked when he was at a friend's house, hey, where's your family's poop knife? And they went, or what?
What?
And he goes, don't you have a poop knife? And they went, no.
This is why you can't have weird family things.
Yeah.
You can't have a poop knife.
He grew up with a family that had one and thought everybody had one, thought it was normal. How much food is your family eating that you need to cut it up?
I don't know. You just went Bill Cosby on that. To cut up all your food bits.
What are you doing with the poop knife in the bathroom? What are you, some kind of sicko?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Oh, I just, if you do have a poop knife,
we don't need to talk about it anymore.
No, if you've ever been in need of a poop knife, there's a problem.
Hey.
Not even the knife. Oh. Tell your kids to not bring it up to other people.
I am over all of this. Oh, my God.
I was
your
over
house.
It from the beginning.
Oh, Des, I'm sorry.
Why did you do that?
I don't, he brought up that his nephew's moving in, and it's just a terrible decision, and we've told him that. And...
Well, I told him just to move in with one pair of clothes and some plungers.
Oh.
But told him to get the really sturdy ones. I want him to come in like plunger hands.
Plunger man!
Everybody,
you know, needs a superhero.
Why do I feel like I should think of the things I say before this ends up in some sort of podcast clip?
Please do. Think a little bit more. Oh, my God. I know, this might be good news for us. Can you imagine if we were to get a new quarterback? Imagine if that quarterback is a very, very, very famous man who brought a lot of attention, and his name is one Colin Kaepernick.
There are talks that he has been talking with three or four different teams, Ryan.
Yeah.
And the Minnesota Vikings are one of them.
Wow. What would Kirk Cousins do?
Well, he would probably just be the backup. Colin Kaepernick would just be the backup to Kirk Cousins, because you don't pay somebody $26 million and go, so we're going to have you ride the bench. We're going to have that. But, you know, injuries can happen. Things can happen. And I think teams right now are looking at it like, hey, we want to have him on the team now. We want to talk with him. Whoa. We want to have him be there as a representative to show. Because, I mean, I still to this day don't understand how that dude doesn't have a job besides anything.
I know.
But him taking a stand.
How many seasons has he not played?
Oh, man, it's been years. I mean, he's still in football shape. But this is a guy who went to the Super Bowl. He is a quarterback who quite famously in Minnesota, took down the Green Bay Packers multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
He is not just like a guy who has mediocre skills and he can't play. The fact that he's not playing on a team is a crime.
Dez, have you looked at the Sports Illustrated body issue with Colin Kaepernick?
No, but I'm about to.
He is a machine.
Yeah.
That guy has maintained his fitness regime even though he's been, you know, out of the NFL, essentially. Boy, we would welcome him here.
Yeah, I mean, I love the fact that Dez doesn't fact check 90% of her life, but you tell her a recipe or a body issue, and she's over there typing. Oh, she found it.
Hello.
Did you see? I mean, isn't it amazing? He is like the most sculpted football player I think I've ever seen.
It's like a piece of art. He's art.
He's a statue. Whoa. A walking statue.
So dang. This would just be like that soccer player for the Minnesota team that you guys would welcome with open arms.
Oh, well, he's, yeah, a completely different category.
I'm going to talk to you guys later.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God. Hand check.
Do you see that butt cheek? Holy cow.
Okay, so let's bring up one other thing real quick before we go. Dez's favorite, Joe Exotic, and what's going on there. How shocking is it that Joe Exotic Zoo, which we know was under the care of that that Jeff Lowe guy, right? What a dork.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeff Lowe. I mean, that show highlighted what kind of a man he is.
He's so creepy.
Well, do you know who's now in charge of Jeff Lowe's, formerly Joe Exotic Zoo?
No.
Carol Baskin.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. Carol Baskin has assumed control of Joe Exotic Zoo and his cats and all of it.
Isn't she the one who like hired a murderer for her husband?
Well, allegedly.
Allegedly.
I forget you haven't watched it. Never mind. This is an A and B convo.
Oh, yeah. Carol Baskin has essentially won. And you know who's behind it? Who? Joe Exotic. He signed it over to her. Because he knows that he's in too much debt and needs someone to take care of it. And who better than Carol? I wonder if this is a show of his healing so that he can maybe get out of jail quicker.
Oh, I wonder, like, I forgiveness, bet. And I know you'll take good care of my cat, so mm-hmm. here you go.
How long did he get? What's his term? His sentence?
I don't know.
It's supposed to be quite a while, though, because he kind of has taken the fall for everybody.
Yeah. Hmm. So, I don't know.
She's so now it's Carol Baskin's his nemesis.
She has it all.
Oh, wow. How crazy. What a turn of events, huh?
Yeah, he's in jail, and she's got everything.
Well, and his husband is out, you know,
gallivanting
with all the guys from Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah, what is that all about?
I don't know.
And, okay, here's my question. He looks like he's pretty snuggly with some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Were any of the guys in that show gay?
No.
Okay, so that's where I was so confused, Ryan.
Yes.
Over the other day, I'm like, so what's happening here? Are these guys lovers?
Well,
or?
The one guy was on, you know, the Too Hot to Handle show, and he was a fan of Joe Exotic, and so he knows him from that, and they're trying to support each other because they're both in the Netflix family, but I don't know. It's all so weird, and I'm glad I don't know a lot about it.
Yeah, I guess me too.
I know enough, and I just went, okay, click out of that.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Huh. Oh, I just feel like I need to call Roto-Rooter and send someone over.
No, it's fine. Today was corn day.
Oh,
ew.
It's so easy to rattle you guys like my toilet.
I feel sorry for your toilet.
It's actually written a couple letters of complaints, so
yeah.
Thank God they don't have toilet Yelp.
So when does he move in? Like today?
He wants to move in today, but I mean, he could stay there today. He's just not going to have all his stuff there.
Yeah. Wow. And he really wants to, and it's just for air conditioning.
He does. It's for the air conditioning. I don't think it's just air
conditioning. And freedom.
Call it what it is. My house is the house of freedom.
Yeah.
And snacks.
And snacks and really messed up stuff coming through the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Oh, boy. You don't even want to know.
Okay, bye.
You're listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. After Hours.